Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher and author of the newest book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits, Spirit-Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares stories and messages from Spirit that show us that our challenges at the present time are not economic, political, or societal, but a disconnect from our true being or soul wisdom. I am delighted to welcome Athena Barry, a Reiki Master Teacher and author of a very comprehensive, detailed, excellent book, Raise Your Vibes. She is an energy healer, a messenger, and light worker for spirit. Athena is part of a Hollywood dynasty, niece of Rita Hayworth, cousin of Ginger Rogers and Donna Reed, who all succeeded in their lives and careers and were perhaps aware of universal energy, the law of attraction, and their higher selves, which may have helped them also make success a reality for them. Hello, Athena, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Hi, love. Thank you so much for having me. I am just so grateful to be here and share with you and your audience.
Oh, and they're going to begin to remember as we talk who they really are and what life is really about, and help them to create a life of peace and energy healing. So many people like yourself and myself left business, medicine, and the arts to find the answers to many of our questions and to change a lot of our beliefs. So that's what we're going to discuss today. Athena, as listeners have come to expect over the years, my guests and I share intimate and insightful stories and ideas of universal source, the creative force of all life, and also as well that our experiences help us discover more about who we are and what life is really about. We can't come to know life is not random, and we are constantly transforming and changing, whether we want to or not, and life does survive physical death. So we are indeed spiritual beings having a physical life, and not the other way around. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Athena Barry will share quick and easy ways of improving your life and show us that we each have our own energy vibration, and when vibes are low, we may experience physical illness as well as negative feelings such as anxiety, anger, sadness, and loneliness. But we can learn to shift negative emotions into the positive, as we have the personal power to raise our vibration and to manifest happier, healthier lives. Athena, I always love to ask my amazing intuitive guests to think back to their childhoods and remember a person, place, or event that may have signaled to them, or maybe others around them, the interest and lifestyle they might pursue as an adult. And I know you've had some very interesting experiences.
I have. It's been, I wasn't the easiest child to raise. We'll put it that way.
Well, spiritual souls like us are not. Kids like us that are so aware of things and feel things so deeply are not. But that's okay. We turn out okay.
We turned out all right. I think we're doing okay. And the beautiful thing is that then we can turn around and help others that, you know, maybe are struggling to come to an idea of what they're going through or, you know, improve their lives. And sometimes we just need a little guidance. And, you know, it's really a blessing that you and I are able to give that for people and allow them to improve their lives, because we're all connected. And, you know, when you vibe higher, I vibe higher, we all do. So that's really the key is, you know, we're connected, we're as one, we're having this wonderful and sometimes trying human experience, but we're still connected on a much deeper level. And if we can help each other, we're really helping ourselves too. It's
absolutely
not just about, you know, me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And some of us, when we're younger, don't know this. We're guided to meet people and have experiences that open us up and give us a chance to choose new paths to follow. And if we're open, they lead us past a lot of waste of energy and time to what's really more important in our lives. So why did you choose to study Reiki, and what is Reiki?
Well, Reiki energy is, as you know, being a Reiki master yourself, this is our universal life force energy and mm-hmm. really carries the vibration of love. And with this, if we can apply this to our lives, to our bodies, to our tools, we can raise that vibration of whatever we're working with this universal life force energy, so that it's really vibrating at its highest. And when we're vibrating at our highest, what I mean by that is we're setting a stage that everything can run a little bit smoother, run a little bit better, and our health is affected by this, like physical health, our emotional health, because so much of this is affected by the experiences that we live with in a daily life. And when I came into Reiki, I really had been struggling myself, as so many healers do, mm-hmm. with very debilitating physical pain. I rolled over in a convertible when I was 19 on the freeway here in Los Angeles, and I was never quite the same again, and I lived with this really debilitating pain, and I tried everything in Western medicine. I mean, from prescriptions to, you know, chiropractic to physical therapy, and nothing was working. My poor husband, who's a chiropractor, worked on me for 16 years trying to, you know, keep me at the point where I could, you know, live happier and be yes. okay without pain. And we discovered I had a fracture, and my body really tried to heal that fracture. You could see in the x-ray where the bone tried to actually grow over to correct itself. And because maybe I didn't know at the time, I probably put too much stress, I got epidural shots, which anybody who's done that knows that you are creating more damage without knowing it because you don't feel it. Mm. And it got to a point where I thought none of this is working. Like, I had to have a fusion surgery, and, you know, the most humbling experience, let me tell you. And I just thought, you know, this isn't working. Whatever I've tried in Western medicine is failing me, and there's got to be something else. There has to be some other link, something I'm missing. And I really felt called to Reiki. I knew I was going to do something with my hands, and I always assumed that that meant writing, because I love to write, and you use your hands for that. But I found a much deeper calling even to Reiki energy. And when I started applying that to myself, my whole world changed. Everything shifted.
Yes, because you felt it going, running through yeah. you. And also, did you take yoga?
Absolutely.
I was told by spirit to start with yoga to slow down my type A personality so I could start to feel the flow of energy through me.
Of energy.
And mm-hmm. then I hurt my knee, and I was at a convention in Toronto, and somebody told me to go to the healing service, and I was so desperate, I went. And this man put his hand, he was from England, on my shoulder, and he said, "You can do this, you're a healer." And then he played a little music, and he put his hands on my knee that was bad, and I felt it vibrate and shift and change and heat come out. And I said, if my parents were alive, they would probably think I'm with an alien, because I had been brought up in a very scientific household. I didn't know anything of what was happening to me. But a week later, after telling a teacher friend of mine what happened, she went online, this is 22 years ago, and she mm-hmm. found the Association for Research and Enlightenment in New York City, and she signed me up. And I went.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yes, so I was called to it by spirit and had the people around me to see that it happened. Because that's
and
what,
that's so often
what I
how
was
it
supposed,
is. And
yes, we, it is.
Yeah, we run into people. They're not in our lives forever, which
right.
sometimes when we're young, that's hard to understand, that people really do, they come in and out of your life. Some stay for your life, but most will come in and out of your life for that small window, And they're really messengers themselves. They call them earth angels.
Yes.
Because they pop in at your life at a moment that you really need that extra direction. And maybe you're not listening to your intuition, or you're thinking, oh, no, I'm crazy. I can't do that. And then you'll have someone show up into your life like this healer who will put his hands on you and say, you know, you are a healer. You can do this. And we just need that little push.
And then only a week later, someone else I barely knew at the school, I mentioned this because I was so amazed by what happened, and I share a lot of joy and information and with everybody I meet. That's how I am. And that's why I guess I'm doing this show for 10 years now, part of what Spirit wants me to do. But she got me in that class a week later. It would have never happened.
Amazing.
I would have never made that happen. But that was the plan, and it wasn't random. It was part of my life plan and destiny. And after that, I always followed the clues. Call them breadcrumbs or pieces of a puzzle. They're coming to all of us. And these messages are meant to help us fulfill our destiny and life plan. Now, I just want to tell our listeners, because I forget this sometimes, I don't always think about this. I've been doing Reiki so long. There are 5 Reiki principles which offer a path and lifestyle that stimulates rightful thinking and action and creates an environment that is conducive for a healthy and purposeful lifestyle. It's just not about healing the symptoms. It's about living a life of purpose and joy and soul development. So the first principle is, just for today, I will not worry. Of course, for some of us, it's hard to do that all the time. But if we start with a small directive, just for today, when we start to worry, we can catch ourselves and we can stop. Just for today, I will not be angry. Just for today, I will do my work honestly. Just for today, I will give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I will be kind to myself, my neighbor, and every living thing. So what you're really doing is setting up a whole energy system of how to see the world, see yourself, and to proceed to be balanced and harmonious with life. So I just I haven't thought about it in a long time. I just wanted to share that with our
and it's
people.
A beautiful, beautiful way to live.
Absolutely.
You know, they're very simple in context, but they're so profound in how we live our lives. And I keep a poster that I made up in my healing room to remind myself even. And even though I do Reiki every day, whether it's on myself or someone else, having these principles in front of me just as a reminder really helps me to, you know, stop that worry, stop that anger. And when we make it just for today, it's not so complicated.
Yes.
A lot of the times, you know, when we're performing rituals, or, you know, whether it's our full moon ritual or our new moon, and, you know, we think, oh, we need to make it so complex and have all these tools. But really, when you keep it simple, you're able to continue your practice. And, you know, these principles are very, very close to my own heart, being a Reiki master myself, but they're also at the very beginning of the book, because this is what really welcomes you into not just Reiki energy itself, but a complete shift in your vibration. And that's really important for that emotional, physical, mental, spiritual well-being as well.
Yes, that is very true. Now, before, you were talking about when you were ill and you tried Western or traditional allopathic medicine, and then you got to Reiki and other Eastern alternative energy healing. So what are your thoughts on how these should be used?
Every day.
And cooperatively. They are both valuable.
Yes.
Now, also,
and you know, that's the thing. I'm not against Western medicine at all by any standards. I have used it myself, and it's been wonderful. But Reiki energy, working on your chakras, working with crystals, and all these other tools that I have in the book here, really kind of fill in the gaps. So So it fills in those spaces where maybe Western medicine falls a little short.
Yes.
And, you know, Western medicine notoriously treats the symptom, not the root of the issue. And with energy healing, we're able to get to that root of the issue. And that really changed my world. I mean, while I was healing from my surgery, I was in the hospital room in the most incredible pain I've ever felt. And I have three children. So this was way far superseded anything that I had had with the hours and hours of labor I had done. And while I was in this room shaking, like my jaw rattling, I couldn't breathe, crying, sobbing, the whole works, very dramatic. And my husband leans over me, and I think this is about day four post-op, and he leans over me and he says, "Athena, you're a Reiki master, for God's sake.
Use
Reiki
it.
Reiki on yourself."
I can't tell you how many students I have who don't do it, and every time I see them and they're in a little bit of trouble, I say, "Are you doing your Reiki every day?" And they say, "Well, I'm busy." You must use and then you used it, and it helped you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was like this incredible, like, light bulb that went off, because all the Reiki I'd ever done was in this beautiful, calm setting with music and bells and crystals, and it was just always very calm. And this was definitely not calm. This was dramatic and chaotic and, you know, really intense. And I was like, okay. And I started,
Athena, you know that Reiki can help the healing go faster and be more intense.
Absolutely.
You know, I had a woman who was giving birth to her fourth child. She had to have a cesarean. She came to me for a session before she went in, and then I went to the hospital after she had it, and her doctor said to her, "Why are you healing so much faster than my other people?" And she says, "Well, I go to a Reiki master teacher, and she came to the hospital, and it accelerates speeding, healing. It accelerates
healing,
the healing."
Yeah, and lowers the pain levels.
Right.
And
it does so many
the
wonderful
recovery,
things. Well,
yes,
actually,
recovery is so much shorter.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was within like 45 seconds. My breath came back to me. My jaw stopped rattling. Mm-hmm. I could see. All of a sudden, I had all these people in the room. I had no idea were there. And it's really amazing because now hospitals are offering Reiki as they're called spiritual counselors, according to their, you know, the religious sect in the hospitals for allowing it. But they have Reiki masters and Reiki practitioners now coming into hospitals.
20 years ago, I did hospice volunteer work for 8 years every Tuesday. Why did I do it? Because I wanted to bring Reiki more into the mainstream to help people who were suffering. And I helped a lot of families, because a lot of people didn't understand that there is no death. There's only a transition from this physical reality to the spiritual realm. And in regard to what we were just talking about, Eastern and Western medicine, in my new book, A New Life Awaits, Spirit Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, I address the growing epidemic of cancer and new thoughts on methods to deal more effectively, to assist the mind, body, and spirit to heal, or if not to heal, even if we have to pass, to do it in a better way. And I wrote this.
Yeah.
My sister Rodell.
I love that.
My sister Rodell became ill with pancreatic cancer, and she chose to have chemotherapy. Over the year and a half of treatments, her will to live and her spirit to trust never wavered. As a volunteer for hospice, I observed many people pass from pancreatic cancer, so I knew the pain was excruciating, like what you were talking about before. So each night I sent Reiki energy and prayers to my sister Rodell, asking that she have the least amount of pain possible. Over the course of her many treatments, I continued to ask her if she had much pain, and she always responded no. Her love of life was supported by the many friends and family, her work, her enthusiasm, and her interest in exploring this beautiful world by traveling to many exotic tropical locations. And this sustained her. Now, as a holistic practitioner, I had wanted her to try alternative treatments such as Chinese herbal medicine, acupuncture, hypothermia that kills the cancer cells but doesn't weaken the immune, and other energy healing. But she wasn't in that mindset. And ultimately, the soul chooses the way they live and the way they need to pass. But there are many improvements and advanced knowledge by doctors now being offered, so people can learn to make a personal decision for how to meet their challenges. Yeah, so a lot has changed, you know, with people like us,
A lot has changed, yes.
with
And
us.
the thing about chemo, and I work with many cancer patients as well, because I lost my uncles, two of my uncles, to cancer, and one of them, I had already become a practitioner, and he was in hospice, like many of the people you had worked with as well. And at the point that I would visit him every day, and one of these visits, he wasn't speaking, and he had kind of stopped talking, and I just was trying to do everything that I could to make him more comfortable. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to try doing Reiki for you, and I know you can hear me, but you know, if you can't speak, that's okay. So, because of the way his bed was situated, I thought, you know, I better just do it sitting in the chair. So I sat in my own chair and started doing, you know, distance work, even though he's a few feet from me. And in the middle of the session, he woke up, sat up on his elbow, and was like, "What is this magic you're doing?" I was so stunned. Like, oh my God, you can feel that. Oh my. And it was just
You
another of
helped
these
him.
moments of, you know, validation. And he went back to sleep. And I really do feel, and everybody saw that his nurses said when I was there that he was much better. He wasn't groaning as much or
Absolutely.
moaning from pain.
Reiki quiets the spirit. It opens the
It does. It
heart,
does.
and it helps with
And it
physical symptoms also. You know, since you just brought
Helps
up,
us with letting go to pass. It's
yes.
very hard for people to let go and transition to that next phase or
Yes.
next part of our journey. And there's a lot of fear attached to dying. And like you
Absolutely.
said, we don't really leave. You know, energy cannot be destroyed, right? So it only
No.
transfers into and moves into another space. And that's what we do as well. But that transition is very scary for a lot of people. So being able to perform Reiki for them really eases those worries, eases that fear, and helps them to let go so their passing is not so hard on them. And it's really wonderful for the family because they
Yes.
struggle watching their
Well, you
loved
know, the
one, you know,
family,
suffer.
when they're there and you're sending distant healing Reiki sitting in the chair, you're not over the body, over the chakras,
Right.
it's very effective. And they feel the energy shift in the room, and it comforts all the people. And it can even comfort doctors and nurses. Dr. Oz, I remember reading in one of the books, one of the people I had on the show here, she would not go into surgery for heart surgery unless her Reiki master teacher was with her. And afterwards, a lot of people in the room told her that they felt a calm and a gentleness and a peacefulness in the room, and it helped all of them.
Absolutely.
So I just
Yeah,
want to say something
absolutely.
about distant Reiki healing, because years ago, when I was told at the beginning of my practice that I could do this, I really couldn't fathom how it worked. Now, of course, I know energy's everywhere and anywhere. There's no time and space. So
Yes, it's not bound by the same
I can
physical
send
laws that
energy
we
to
are.
California, right? At not It's a different realm. So on New Year's Eve many years ago, my son gave me a call, and he told me that his wife's cousin, she was only 19 years old, she had a brain bleed, and the family was desperate and in dire straits, and they were like ready to let her go. And my son said to me, "Mom, I don't know exactly what you do, but if you could help, that would be great." So I was a new practitioner at the time, and I didn't quite understand, but I went into meditation. I could feel the pain that she was under and the family, and I was crying as I was sending the symbols and healing. I was feeling the desperateness of the situation, and so I did that for a week every day. And the young woman not only survived but had a full recovery. It took months, and energy
Yes,
went.
healing is not done overnight.
Right.
Energy healing is not like a lot of people think, well, just do Reiki on me and
Right,
then
just do
everything is
it.
going to be perfect. And yes, in a way it is an amazing, profound healing. But it does take time for your body and your emotional body, your
Yes.
spiritual body to adjust to the shift in energy. And it creates that change, but it does start to change immediately. But you also give yourself time to adjust to the shift so that you are getting better.
But
And the recovery may be long. Like my hospital recovery was long, but it was already set in motion, that healing energy.
eventually I think they come to see how we live and how we share, and I think even if it takes some time to do that, it's a wonderful thing. So I want to thank you, Athena Barry, for sharing your creative, loving journey with Reiki healing and many other metaphysical techniques and modalities used to help our mind, body, and spirit to attune to universal source, the laws of nature and the universe, and help to tap into a true recognition of eternal life and energy, which is so much more than physical life, thereby allowing us to know our soul nature and begin to transcend fear and limitation for a greater love of self and the miraculous gift of life. To purchase this book, tell me if I'm correct, go to crystalreikihealer.com or amazon.com. Is that
Yes,
correct?
or anywhere books are sold, Barnes and Noble, everywhere has it. Watkins, Penguin Random House, they all have it. Yes, it's out there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
In
It has
some.
been such a wonderful journey writing it and including so many ways for people to really take their own power back in their journey in healing. Because if I could do it, anybody could do it.
Everybody can learn Reiki. Everybody can benefit. But let me summarize today's episode for our listeners. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Athena and I have shown you the joy and fulfillment that we have found as Reiki Master teachers and universal citizens of a multidimensional universe filled with love and compassion, hope and joy, and the Reiki path to find a bit of this magic as you begin to be aware that the coincidences that you have are really messages from Spirit helping us to put the puzzle of life together so we may realize the power within to create and manifest our thoughts and actions in the life we are living. We also learn that by changing thoughts and behaviors, we change our realities and can improve ourselves, our communities, and really manifest a miraculous life journey. Athena writes, "We are all divine beings blessed with our individual talents and traits. Many of us tend to forget this for a number of reasons, such as having other people's pain projected onto us, unhealthy relationships, childhood traumas, or the constant comparing of ourselves to others. Whatever the reason, know that you are deserving of love, and that must start with loving yourself. Showing ourselves some love is a beautiful way to lift ourselves up, raise our vibes, and start attracting those who will also show us love. Athena and I hope you find the path to feeling the beauty of universal energy all around you, calling you to take a step towards refining your own energy and finding the peace and happiness that is the divine birthright of every human soul being. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and I invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to read about and listen to authors, metaphysical leaders, spiritualists, scientists, medical professionals, psychologists, attorneys, those in the arts and music fields, share insights into the true nature of our physical and spiritual life, leading us forward to greater health, happiness, and prosperity. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.